Hello, listener. I'm Craig Stepp, and this is my podcast, Look What I Found. This is episode 141 of the Dog Days of Podcasting, and this is my look at my eternal optimism. And tonight I'm going to talk a little bit about science fiction. And science fiction, of course, is rife with looking to the future, the technologies, and the hope that it provides because there's a better future, so on and so forth. And I've always loved science fiction. I've read even I like reading some of the old pulp science fiction. I found some old magazines, on the Internet Archive, a lot of magazines that were out of print, they're obviously out of print since the turn of the century. But what was cool was, one, it's kind of weird reading some of the older ones, some of the stuff from the early 1900s, because it seems like the English is almost different than what we have nowadays. And I'm not just talking about a few words. It's almost like you're trying to read, the UK kind of English or something. It just doesn't seem right to me. And, by today's standards, it's just weird. I'm not saying anything about the UK's English. It's just that, sometimes the words are off and you go, huh? Oh, yeah, I got it. And, it just takes you a second. That's what I mean. But I've always loved science fiction because it gives you that, like I said, that glimmer of hope. Star Wars, the first Star Wars, here's the big bad empire, and you have the rebels, and they're going up against something much bigger than they are, and they come out triumphant, and they have to work together. So there's a lot of camaraderie, a lot of, hope, obviously a new hope. There's a lot of hope in there, and a lot of looking forward to something better that they want to leave behind, and that's get rid of the empire and defeat them. And of course, there's a lot, they have in Star Wars, there's a lot of the defining characteristics of what's good and bad. And of course, good defeats evil as the story goes up. Oh, spoiler alert. But then science fiction also gives us a view into better technology. Some of the technologies we have today that make our lives better in some ways more than others, like cell phones and, communication devices that you hold in your hand. We've seen them in Star Trek, of course, a lot of those technologies that came to pass. And it's those kind of things you go, oh, I want that. I wanted a lightsaber. I wanted, whatever device from Star Trek and things like that. Go, oh, I want that so bad. And then of course some people took that literally and made it happen. So if that's not hope and optimism, for a better future, I don't know what is. But I love reading those stories, and especially not just that, but when they take a hero and take him down to his lowest level, and he comes back and perseveres. That would be like Luke Skywalker or somebody like that. I was starting to say Picard, but don't know. I guess maybe to there are four lights. That's probably his lowest level, right? I don't know. But anyway, superheroes are like that too. I think superheroes are pretty awesome. Especially. I've always loved comic books, and sometimes for the spectacle, but sometimes for the story where, you have like, Superman's taken to his lowest levels and he perseveres despite being like the strongest guy around. Those kind of stories appeal to me because I just like to see where this character is going to get their oomph, their motivation and their will to overcome. And do so, overcome or work it out. I think that's pretty cool. Anyway, some random thoughts tonight about science fiction and superheroes. Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hello, listener. I'm Craig Stepp, and this is my podcast, Look What I Found.